We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. An Odyssey station. The Score!
Thanks to Mike Florio, Cody Decker, and Hub Arkush for joining us today. We touched on a whole lot. We got plenty done. And thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertsch, Evan Thomas for having us on the cameras on Twitch. I realized that we got so absolutely off kilter at the beginning of the show that I never even did the propers.
So. You want me to do it again?
No.
Because we have Bears breaking news.
We do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, can I just thank Mike Rankin and Ray Diaz?
Yes. Everybody deserves thank yous. Okay. That's for sure. Anybody else?
But not before we say breaking news on The Score is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
According to @ChicagoBears on Twitter, Coach Nagy has announced that Justin Fields will be our starting quarterback against the Browns.
Yay! We don't have to play the game over the next 3 days of, is he going to start and is Dalton healthy enough? Now they know. Okay. And knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
See? That's why we love her.
Because I sing terribly on command.
That's right.
I presumed that he was going to be the quarterback. This confirms it, and good.
But the nice part is that you don't have to. That's what we were talking about during the break, is that Miami is like, hey, our quarterback's hurt, so our other quarterback's going to start. Texans, and that's a terrible organization. Our quarterback's hurt, so another quarterback's going to start, and the other quarterback doesn't want to play, and we probably shouldn't play him, and we can't trade him, so he's going to be over there, inactive. And so the Bears just, this is great. Now we know that he's going to start the game and we can have some fun with it. Yeah, it's exciting.
It also makes it meaningful. It really does. And that's where I've decided to park my sort of observational place here. And that is, I don't think the Bears are all that good. I know they're not going to win the Super Bowl, regardless of anything else that's going on.
How dare you, sir.
And I get to watch the outset of the development of the most important, exciting player they've had in a long time, and I'm excited for that. And I know it's not going to be linear, and there's going to be bumps in the road, there's going to be mistakes, but we get to see him learn from those mistakes, we get to see an electric play here or there, and I'm just excited to watch Justin Fields quarterback the Bears.
Yes, and excited to watch him go into a game with him being the starter, him getting all of the reps, them prepping their game plan with him in mind, that to me is super exciting.
Did you hear the comparison that Jason Peters gave to Justin Fields?
No, what did he say? Because he's very thoughtful.
It's really good.
An unlikely yet interesting comp of Michael Vick.
Okay. I'm good with that. I'm real good with
that. Jason Peters took us to football school yesterday. That was wonderful.
It was. I was watching some of the breakdowns on Justin Fields last night, and there is still some work that needs to be done.
Of course.
And the thing that I walked away from, I watched three different breakdowns last night. Last night was tape night because there was nothing going on, and I needed a cleanser after I watched a show on Netflix that I would highly recommend for adults, but it's going to mess with you. Squid Games on Netflix. It's the number one trending show on Netflix. I think it's a Korean show.
Squid Games?
Yeah. Man. Anyway, like I watched an hour of that and it was a lot to process. And I said, you know what I should do right now? Because I don't need to go to bed having watched Squid Games. I need to watch tape of Justin Fields. So I just watched tape of Justin Fields for about an hour. And that made me feel a lot better. But it also gave me a window into some of the things that need to be fixed. And I think the thing that I'm most concerned about with him, he's clearly got arm strength. And when you say Jason Peters, I'm actually starting to, when Jason Peters talking about Michael Vick, I'm starting to kind of put some of the stuff together where the footwork inside of the pocket with Fields actually kind of does remind me of some of the stuff that Vick did in the pocket, and not the good, like some of the bad. It's like not having the strong base to throw. And because Michael Vick had the crazy arm and incredible wrist action.
Yeah, the whippiness of it. Yeah.
That he didn't necessarily have to. And I
like
think
Conor McGregor.
That's bad. That's real bad. But I think that Justin is going to have to make the adjustment of trusting that strong frame and putting together a solid base when he's getting ready to throw. The quarterback gurus that are out there, the ones that really know, and I'd love if you guys next week can talk with Sage about this. They talk about heel clicking, where you have the guy dropping back, and then when he comes forward, his back leg is clicking to his front leg before he plants to throw.
Not good.
Not good. And there was some of that with Justin Fields, and there's also some drifting. Like Tokyo.
Wait, one of his coaches talked about that, just the planting of the feet properly.
Yeah, I mean,
forget who we talked to, but it was one of his quarterback coaches.
We talked to all of them.
I know.
I get them mixed up because we talked to so many people who have coached him at different points.
But we did. We had this discussion about making sure the base is solid and being like shoulder, you know.
Yeah, because he actually makes himself shorter when he does this because he's kind of like leaning down and when he's upright, it's magnificent. And he did make some really great throws.
Then it's also going to mess with your
torque.
It's going to mess with your accuracy.
Are you almost about to do the DAC? Because I feel a
no,
DAC coming on.
The slow one is a remix of that. The little, like, that's a little too.
You got to activate that area
NSFW
before the game.
For the people, DAC.
What you got to do? You got to activate that area of the body.
I mean, you could also do that with various stretches.
That looks like the Jazz Chisholm home run Euro step. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Yeah, watch Jazz. And a pitcher last night made fun of him, struck him out, and did his little move.
Yeah,
And then
an NFL referee ran in
no,
through a
it was
flag
awesome.
And it was 15 yards.
Because they might fight about it later.
And then on Twitter, it's like Jazz Chisholm is like, I see you doing my thing. And the pitcher's like, you're my dude. So it was all in good fun with professional athletes just having fun. It's
striking
okay,
how they, right? It would be okay. So it was.
I respectfully disagreed with Florio today.
About
taunting.
Yeah, Florio says that they're doing the right thing because they're nipping any possible retaliatory.
Yeah. He's trying to say that one leads to another. Well, if that's the case, then just heavily penalize the other.
There's a gesture that
rather
I want to make that's obscene right now.
Rather than trying
would it
to
be
like,
the wanking gesture?
It might.
Yes.
The only thing that I will say about it, because I
you're right about that. That would be the appropriate gesture for that.
I hate it, but the NFL does this every year. Every year there is a new thing that they want to emphasize, and they usually emphasize it in the first couple of weeks.
Because heaven forbid they call offensive pass interference when they're supposed to.
And then once we get to week 4 or 5, they have stopped doing that. So we'll see if they're still calling it at the same rate. But I think it's kind of ridiculous, and there's some other themes to it that I don't particularly like.
Uh-huh.
But I will save that for another time.
Transition has been brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto in the top of the hour by DuckDuckGo.
Y'all get out of here because I know that there is stuff that you got to do.
Sports.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.